join Mary Risley, founder of the San Francisco-based Food Runners, as she talks about the grassroots organization that provides 15,000 meals every week to low-income and homeless citizens. Every week, more than 200 volunteers pick up leftover food from hotels such as the Hilton, San Francisco Union Square, Westin St. Francis, and Park Central. Grocery stores, Starbucks, tech and law firms, schools, bakeries, restaurants, caterers, and more. Food Runner supporters include Kaiser Permanente and Laguna Honda hospitals. Corporate cafeterias include Cisco, Twitter, Adobe, LinkedIn, Google, and Uber. 7 days a week, Food Runner volunteers deliver perishable and prepared food to more than 300 nonprofit agencies such as St. Anthony's Dining Room, senior residences and centers, group homes, drop-in centers, and more. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Mary Risley at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square Conference Room, where she shares her passion and vision of providing food to those in need. Risley notes that 40% of the food produced in the U.S. is discarded, wasting not only good food, but also the precious resources that were used to produce it.
Climb halfway to the stars.
Joe Licata, Community Projects Manager at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square, introduces Mary Risley.
In San Francisco.
One of the people that has been an inspiration to me for many years, even before I knew her personally, is Mary Risley. Mary has founded San Francisco Food Runners, which was first of its kind here in the city, to ensure that those institutions that had excess food were able to get them donated and into the hands of the organizations that would feed hungry people in San Francisco. She's been doing this for over 30 years, at the same time running a wonderful cooking school called Tanta Marie, and I know a lot of people will know that name. And here she is now, Mary Risley.
Thank you, Joe.
Mary, what a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Tell us backstory, how this all happened for you.
The backstory, I think it's the hippies from the 67. I wouldn't say I was a rebellious East Coast girl, but I would say I'm a little perverse. So I wonder whether rules apply or not.
Make your own rules.
Make my own rules. And so what we did 30 years ago, I went to the mayor's office and said, I'm in food business and what can I do about helping the hungry? And they said, you can go down to the food bank and pack grocery bags. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I know all the chefs. I know everybody. And then he introduced me to a woman in Berkeley who had a project called Daily Bread Project in Berkeley. She was kind of a mentor to me in starting Food Runners. And San Francisco is 8 miles wide. So I'm very good at coercing volunteers into getting in their car, picking up food at a cafe in North Beach, and driving it to a drop-in center in North Beach. Can you do that every week? And so we have 200 volunteers every week going out in their own vehicles, picking up food and delivering it to the guy that comes to the Hilton Hotel on Monday is Ozzy, and he gets yogurt and grab-and-go foods and takes it to the Hamilton Center.
Keep talking. Yeah, rock and roll. This is great.
There's a man, well-to-do man, and his college daughter. Every Saturday and Sunday, they go to a farmer's market, fill their SUV with food, and take it to the veterans home or the senior centers. And I saw them the other day. They drove by me at the park, and they had 10 boxes of 50 cupcakes each from Kara's Cupcake. With little pumpkins, and that's the kind of thing that they do. We're, the food bank is a warehouse of mostly non-perishable food. We pick up things like cupcakes, and they don't go to a warehouse. They go right where they're going to be eaten that night.
So that is implicit in your name of Food Runners.
Food Runners.
That you're the delivery vehicle.
The delivery vehicle of perishable and prepared foods. Mm-hmm. with the amount of tech companies that are based here. And, you know, they don't want their employees to go out for lunch because they might get a job offer and not come back.
Or stop working.
So they provide masses of excess food, and we pick that up at the end, somewhere at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
So that implies that logistics is everything, timing is everything,
exactly.
Expediency is everything.
Yes.
Tell us about that dynamic.
Well, there's a wonderful woman called Nancy who has been the dispatcher. This is her 14th year. So she knows all the shelters and the donors and the volunteers. But now we've got an app. So the millennials can type in their donation and the volunteer can be notified. And we're moving slowly into the technological age.
So cool. So you're the Uber of cupcakes.
Yeah, Uber cakes.
Yeah. I know. Well, tell us a little bit more about what you're most proud of and where you're going and vision.
Well, the big thing is that I think that we're picking up, I'm not very good with math or arithmetic. Remember they used to call it arithmetic? But I think that volunteers and the one paid truck driver and the two cargo bikes, the young people running around the south of the market, I think in every week we're picking up enough food to provide between 10 and 15,000 meals.
Wow, that's incredible. And that would have all gone into dumpsters.
In the old days, yes, or compost. Yeah, yeah. Now we pick up from every day from every Whole Foods. We pick up from the bakeries and the grocery stores, the tech companies. If a legal firm in the financial district has a luncheon, we'll pick up the leftover food from that. We'll pick up 5 cupcakes at Starbucks.
It sounds like pretty much everybody in the community of San Francisco is on board or willing to be on board as long as they know and are aware.
Yeah. Nationally, there's a whole movement towards rescuing food. I am not sure everybody knows about it, but I would like them to know about it. And I said cupcakes when I meant muffins with Starbucks.
And the cupcakes were looking so good in my mind.
Exactly. But we're really grateful for all the volunteers, all the hard work that everybody's doing. And here's another example. Last week with Dreamforce here, the convention, we got 2,000 box lunches.
Wow.
And those all went to low-income and senior apartment buildings. I think what happens is vendors have a place in the hotel and tell the hotel 400 people are coming and then 200 show up.
Got it.
It's easy for us to pick it up.
Speaking of the hotel, you're here because Joe invited you to come down. So tell us about your relationship with the Hilton and the ways you guys work together.
Well, whenever I call the Hilton and say, are you throwing away food? They say, no, we take it to Glide. So then I go and check the dumpster at Glide to see if it's true. But Joe's a leader in the recycling, not only of food, but of bedding and everything. It's really amazing. So I think what happens a lot with hotels is there's a huge amount of food that is produced, but it also feeds a lot of people, and some of it can feed the staff for staff meals. But what I would like is for every hotel in San Francisco to know that it's legal for us to pick up the banquet food.
Let's talk about that for a moment, because that's a concern and a fear in the litigious society that we live in. So there is some shielding going on. Tell us about that.
So in the 80s, a bill was passed in the state of California protecting the donor. In the 90s, Bill Clinton signed a bill protecting the donor federally. And I've had lawyers look into it. Nobody receiving donated food in this country has ever sued. So the donor is protected. And so whenever anybody says, oh, we're afraid of liability, it's really an excuse. So there is a hotel down on 3rd Street that's now called Park Central. We pick up every day the buffet food left from people. I can't pick up what's on your plate and donate it. But if you go through a buffet line, that food is safe to donate. And, you know, if you don't donate it, the homeless are going through the dumpsters. So it doesn't make any sense to not donate food if you have it.
That's so cool. Okay.
I'm glad Mary has talked about the safeguards, because that is a concern. And I'm also happy to let you know that she has spoken at many events, many venues, to educate people on being able to make food donations. She's a wonderful resource, and we're just very happy, very proud that other hotels in the community are making great strides in this. Ozzy, as she said, is a volunteer that knows our loading dock well. We work with Nancy weekly, really, and they have the capacity because they've been around for a while. Their trucks know almost every loading dock at every venue in this city. So if someone is having a big party, the catering companies, the other properties are having events that are called off-sites, with a few days' notice, as much notice as possible, really, just to help with logistics, you can call Food Runners, and they can arrange for a truck to be at a venue, say an Academy of Science, say City Hall, to work with the catering company to pick up the excess. So it's a wonderful opportunity to give back to the community by an organization that really has been around, is vetted, knows their business, knows the stuff, knows where the food can go. And Nancy was just here just this week and was picking up some breakfast items. And I happen to know that she took that to another organization that we've worked with for quite a long time, HealthRight 360, formerly called Walden House. So she's fully acquainted with every loading dock of every nonprofit in the city. I'm so happy that Mary has mentioned other of our members of the hospitality community, like the Park Central Hotel. They do a wonderful job in harvesting food. So do many of our restaurants and hotels. So we're right now in both a learning process of how to do this right, working with these agencies, but every week, every month, every year, there is more and more that the community is doing to help our neighbors. So, and I'm delighted when I hear from other properties and they're asking me what organizations, who can pick this up, and I can refer them to Food Runners. I can refer them to the organizations that know how to get the food to the people who need it most.
Mary, any parting thoughts?
As far as I know, human beings are the only animal that prepare food by cooking it. You know, we pick up raw and cooked food. But I think as a human being, we have a responsibility to help our fellow human beings eat. And it's just a shame to throw food out when they're exactly what she said. We should help others.
Cool. Mary, a website?
Foodrunners.org.
Perfect. We've been speaking with Mary Risley, the founder of Food Runners San Francisco. What a pleasure.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
The morning fog may chill the air.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Melissa Corbin, Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
Your golden sun.